This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior.
Welcome to Talk of Asian Marketing. We're here in Hong Kong, and I just love being here in Hong Kong. It's just such an international, busy, bustling kind of city, and you come through the airport so smoothly and you're right into that vibrant, financial, modern kind of city with the old and the new all combined together. So you've got the best of the global and the best of the local. And of course, with me, James Stanworth, is Clyde Warden. Hi, Clyde.
Yes, I'm here in Hong Kong too.
Great. Well, we're in the humidity, though I'm real glad that it's winter time. It's a little bit cooler here than in the summer, where the humidity is a real killer on a hot day. And particularly as you go from the hot of the outside into the cold of the air-conditioned spaces. I don't know about you, Clyde, but those air conditioning, they get cranked right down in Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah, they like it. They get really cranked down.
And I see so many people with jumpers in the middle of summer. It's crazy. But one of the things that we're here today and we're really excited about is the fact that we're going to meet Professor Zhou, who's a real specialist on the local in Chinese consumption. And I think this is one thing that's very, very exciting, because in our haste to globalize, in our haste to get out and look at the whole world, we forget that people are differentiated across cultures, and the Chinese culture is really such a big and deep and complex culture. And the Hong Kong City University is one of the few schools that really celebrates that diversity through a strong program that explores how culture impacts on management and marketing. And I think, Clyde, you're fairly familiar with some of Professor Zhou's work, so perhaps it'd be kind of useful, since we're about to meet him, to help us sort of get closer to why he's such a specialist in this area.
Well, I'm going to put a link to the Google Scholar with a list of his papers, so you can just quickly catch them, check them out. He's got a lot of papers. He's been publishing for a while, very active in research. A very humble guy. We met him in Singapore, and well known for his research that can link the localization of Chinese culture with the modern aspects of retailing. And I think that's the thing people miss. It's not just the modernity without the traditional. Rather, it's the traditional in today's time. That's what it is. And he's a great guy. Everybody calls him Zhou. His Chinese name is Zhou Nan. And a really, you know, just ingenious on things. And I think we ran into him in Singapore. He liked some of our work, and he's invited us over to talk and share our work and get some feedback. I'm always so excited to get feedback. So, James, I think we're going to go over and talk to him and give our listeners a treat listening to this really insightful guy. I'd call him a master, actually, of the ability to integrate Chinese conceptualizations with modern marketing, which is really difficult to find, and this guy's just really good at it.
I think that's where it's at, because it's those local conceptualizations that are really missing from so much of the research and general literature on marketing. So let's get right down and to hear what Professor Zhou's got to say on this issue.
Go ahead. Let's do it. Okay, we're here at City University of Hong Kong, and we're very honored to have a chance to talk with a person who I admire a lot, and that is Professor Zhou Nan of City University of Hong Kong. And he's taught all around the world, many places, very well known, very well published. We don't have a lot of time, so I want to jump right into some key points. Professor Zhou, maybe you can just give us some basic concept of a lot of your papers focus on becoming a consumer in a Chinese culture, changing slowly to become a consumer-oriented person, all the things we talk about in marketing. In your mind, is there a reason, or what is the reason, that we should pay attention to this kind of special Chinese-ness or Chinese consumer? What, you know, so many of your papers are about that, but a lot of people, when we pick up marketing textbooks, don't say anything about that.
I think it all of these have much to do with money. When people have money, they demand more from need to want, and then to wish. From, if in Chinese it's from you to wa, from tangible to intangible. Yeah. From what we say survival need to wish. I think it's moving in that dimension. That, and another thing is Chinese are very different from, say, Americans or British. When they look the same, they are very different.
So the outside is the same, but the behavior is different.
Yes, this is so easy to make that mistake on, isn't it? What seems on the surface to be the same, as you look deeper, becomes different.
Yes, and U.S., for example, is a rule-based culture. Chinese, it's a relation based culture, and more than just relation, more than Guangxi, it's also hierarchical. And for American, we are talking about individual self, but for Chinese, it's a hierarchical relational self.
So this things like family play a big role in that.
Yes, yeah.
I think in your papers, I've seen a lot of emphasis on using Chinese samples. And then a lot of things you talk about are in this situation. So do you think it's really important for marketing researchers, if they're going to look at China or Hong Kong or Taiwan or Singapore, for them to really examine Chinese in a special case like this?
I would say yes. I'm philosophical, as you can tell. From what I just mentioned, I would say if anything belong to the world, it first have to belong to local. And the more local, in fact, it's more world, more global. Yeah. And one is di, the other is tian. They coexist.
You really like that philosophical point of view.
Yeah.
So I love the way you say that, because that's exactly what I find. Mm. Becoming more local, then you actually link into the global better.
Yes.
Right.
And become more intangible, and then you get back to link tangible. So the challenge is to make things, to make tangible into intangible. At the same time, you see, to make intangible into tangible.
Mm-hmm. And so the D is the analogy for the very local, and the Tian is the analogy for something that's much more global,
yes,
ephemeral, hard to touch.
Yes.
So how do we take that kind of idea, which I think you've been doing for a long time, and I really admire, James and I are trying to do, how do you take that idea and then fit it into popular thought, which is like the world is flat idea? Do these go together?
I must say, I learned a lot from my professor, Russell Belk, and I'm still learning from him. And the world is flat. At the same time, the world, I would say the earth, is a circle, is long.
So they can fit together, but you can't forget the local.
Yes, you're right.
I always think, when I think of the world as flat, and the book is so popular recently, I think distribution channels and manufacturing maybe, but when I see consumers, I don't see that at all.
Why? And at the same time, I would say the global market, the world's market is globalizing. At the same time, it's going local. So it's happening simultaneously.
That's a great point. I always try to tell my students.
That's yin and yang working together.
Yin and yang working together.
Yeah.
I try to tell my students that in the 1970s when I was growing up, we thought by the year 1999, the world would be, you know, totally united. Here we are, kind of, yes. Here we are many years later, and what we see is a lot of localization pressure. Mm. So I think what you're saying is really true.
One reason for this is because, you see, when the space is more open, and the more people will seek for their own identity. They want to escape, because they are asking themselves, what do I still have for myself, for my small community, for my family?
That's so a great point. Yeah. And that's what kind of marketing comes in and says, we can try to help you get what you need to help you find that personal space.
Yes.
But I think the point is, though, that marketing then starts to follow again, if I'm understanding it right, because as people move into this, you put Kong in the middle of the model here, that because it is empty, people start to work much harder to define who they are in terms of...
Because they don't want to be in an empty space. Yes. That's a great philosophical model. Well, I think it's about all the time. Our time is very, very limited.
Yeah, it's a great pity. We're just warming
and
up.
Yeah. Thank you so much, and welcome to Hong Kong. And let's continue our journey, our working together for a better world.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much. Yeah. Wow, James, you see, I told you he's an interesting guy. He's really very expressive. And, you know, he's one of these Chinese scholar types. And I really mean that in the most positive way. He combines humility and insight and an intellect that really comes together to create some really great observations. And I think Joe's really got those observations. You see how he just came down with this idea, you know, ten di ren, which is such a common Chinese phrase, ten ren di, and then he turns it into, well, this would be the cyberspace, and this is the real space, and all of these kinds of ideas. Really amazing how he comes up with this stuff. Really rare to find someone who can be comfortable with Chinese philosophical concepts, but then also with marketing concepts. I'm very impressed. And again, I encourage our readers, if you're interested in marketing, if you're a researcher, you've really got to look at some of his papers. His papers go back the last 20, 30 years, 25 years minimum, but that he hasn't slowed down recently. He's got a lot of recent papers too, and they're all dealing with the very local concepts, but how they're updating in their own way. Not just adopting modernity and becoming something, but this is, you know, what they are now. And I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he just slots so comfortably into that reinterpretation of the local kind of paradigms and how they fit to the patterns of consumption that he sees, and then how that fits then to the theory that we're familiar with in terms of marketing and consumer behavior. And it makes for a really localized, exciting view of theory that is really lacking in so much of the literature, the books that we see. If you pick up a typical book on marketing, even on Asian marketing, dare I say it, it doesn't really connect up in that kind of way.
No, very rarely do you see this. Even our so-called Asian marketing books really miss this stuff. And what I like about Joe the most is he can just sit down and draw a picture. And I asked him, you know, where does this come from? Because it's really rare. Usually marketing researchers, they draw arrows and lines and boxes. And Joe, he draws circles and all these other really strange figures.
His models get that kind of exciting. His energy kind of goes into the model as he starts to draw it out.
Oh, and you can see he gets excited about what he's doing.
Yeah, he's real passionate.
Yeah, and he's a jogger. He's a runner. He's been in many marathons, but a few big marathons. The guy's just got tons of energy, and it comes across. And I asked him, how does he come up with all these conceptualizations? And he says that previously, I think his undergraduate area was civil engineering. And they have to plan things and draw things out. And so now he's in the marketing, and he just combines that with his Chinese conceptualizations and brings it together. So if you haven't been to Asia before, or you haven't gotten close to Chinese scholars, these are the kinds of people that, you know, really, really get people excited, like me. James, I think you get excited by these guys.
I do, because it's rare to see someone that actually celebrates their localness, their Chinese heritage, and makes it real in terms of theoretical insight. Yeah, that's a very rare and unique contribution.
Key point there, because I think these kinds of scholars are the real apex of the Chinese scholarly society, and they can grab Buddhist concepts, Taoist concepts, and they feel so comfortable with them, and they just put us to shame, actually. And I just hope that we can capture some of their ideas and get more exposure to them, and they're really great stuff. So I enjoyed that very much.
That's great, and we're really excited because having not only talked to Professor Zhou, but in the future, we really are optimistic that we're able to bring on some more exciting scholars and other people with similar kind of perspectives.
Well, it's one of the reasons we're over here. We're meeting up with a lot of people, trying to get more people involved, bring some interesting interviews to our listeners. So stay tuned. We should have some more interesting people from Hong Kong, Shanghai, other overseas Chinese that have moved all over the world. But when they hear this idea, you know, we want to bring out the localized concepts. They get real excited real fast.
So stay with CCC. I can't say stay tuned. All I can say is download the podcast, listen to it, and tune in and be with us.
Yeah, hear, hear.
This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Meow, 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 meow